the Rebbe continues with this metaphor of our mitzvah being a bird, the body of bird being the action of the mitzvah, and the wings of the bird being love and fear. And the Rebbe says, if you're looking at a bird, the main thing is its body. The wings are allowing it to fly, but the wings are not the life of the bird. I mean, God forbid, if a bird's wings were clipped, as sometimes happens for various reasons, the bird can still live. It's none of the vital organs are found in the bird,
in the wing.
The vital organs of the bird are found in the body of the bird. But what's the function of the wings? To allow it to fly. So that's exactly like the idea of our mitzvah. The substance of our mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. Remember, as I just reminded you, what we did in Thursday, the enormous power of the mitzvah that can draw down God's will to shine in all of the world, at Tzilut Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, sweetening all of the severities and judgments with kindness. That's not coming from the love and fear. That's coming from the body of the bird, from the mitzvah itself, because the mitzvah itself is the revelation of God's will. So the body of the bird is the ikkar. It's the primary thing going on here. The body of the bird is reflecting the fusion of God, is the revelation of God's will, is causing all of the world to change and have a sweeping of the inner dimension of God's will in all of them. But a bird needs wings to fly. And this amazing thing you're doing, creating a mitzvah, again, a mitzvah is the inner dimension of God's will. And when you do a mitzvah, Atzilut, and Bria, and Yetzira, and Asiya, all have an infusion of the inner dimension of God's will. And the mitzvah, as we discussed on Thursday, is causing sweetness to overwhelm judgment. And Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and Asiya Gashmi is having a sweetening of judgment because of the mitzvah. That's amazing. But I need my mitzvah to fly for something to be accomplished. And the flying comes from the love and fear. So therefore, again, the primary dominancy is the mitzvah, but a bird needs to fly. The mitzvah needs to ascend so that all of the enormous things you've done by the mitzvah can happen and can unfold. And that's the significance of the love and fear. And then, a bit of a side note on that, where the Rebbe explains in the notes, very interesting, I'll just say it briefly because it's already been, maybe I spent too long. Basically, when we're looking at Torah, as we saw when talking about Metatron, that there's a Torah that's relevant to each spiritual realm. Now, all Torah is found in the world of Tzilut. It's found in the higher realm. But we speak of, it's spoken of in the holy books, in the Kabbalistic sources, that Kabbalah, the esoteric Torahs, are in the world of Tzilut. Talmud is in the world of Bria. Mishnah, the basic synopsis of all the laws, of all the oral Torah, is in the world of Yetzirah. And Mikra, the verses of Tanakh itself, Sukkim of Tanakh, is in Asiya. And that's what it says in Kabbalistic sources. Which would make you think that, okay, well then the holiest Torah is Kabbalah, because that's so high, it's in the holiest world of Atzilut. And then Talmud, I guess, is a bit lower than that, because that's only made it to Bria. And I guess Mishnah is a bit lower than that, because that only made it to Yetzirah. And I guess Mikra, Tanakh, is the lowest, because it's in Asiya. But then you get sort of confused, because isn't Tanakh, I mean, this is Torah Shebichtav, isn't this the most powerful thing we have? So the Rebbe is explaining in this side note that all Torah starts off in Atzilut, and all Torah descends. And the more power the Torah has, the lower it can descend. It's powerful enough to keep going down into lower and lower realms. So in Atzilut, which is such a high supernal realm, Kabbalah, Zohar, the esoteric Torah, can't get past there. Anything lower would be just too low for it. It's just pure godly energy. It's in the world of pure godly energy at Tzilut. Talmud can go into the world of Bria. Well, that makes sense, because Bria is the world of intellect, as we've been mentioning many times lately. And Talmud is the intellect of Torah. The analysis, the synthesis, the argumentation, the dissection. That's Talmud. That's intellect. That's the world of Bria. Mishnah can go all the way down much further. It can get into the world of Yetzirah. Why is it in the world of Yetzirah? It's how is it powerful against the world of Yetzirah? Well, Yetzirah is the world of emotion. And Mishnah is the essence foundation of the oral Torah, Torah Shebal Peh. It's the halacha. It's what we're supposed to do. And as we were just explaining, that's emotional. That's God's emotions. And if it's in the world of emotions, the world of Yetzirah. And Mikra is the most powerful one. So Mikra can start from Atzilus and go through Atzilus and go through Bria and go through Yetzirah and come all the way down to Atzia, because Atzia is the link to Atzia Gashmis, to our physical reality. It's the world of action. It's the world of Kabbalah, Omachal Shamayim. And this is Sukkim of Tanakh.